Chapter 5. Last chance to back out, says Nacht. It's gonna be a long day. Doesn't Prompto know it? It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and it already feels like it's been a long day. His cock's been reminding him about yesterday since the moment he woke up. His neck's gone full-on hickey bruise. The high collar on his vest hides it, but only from certain angles. Anyone close enough is going to get a front row seat to what they got up to last night. But Prompto shifts his weight and says, "Dude, since when am I a quitter?" The smirk that flits across Nacht's face in reply, all heat, totally makes everything worth it. "Your funeral," says Nacht, and he pushes past the turnstile into the train station. The train's a special kind of hell. It's never fun in rush hour, with a press of bodies packed in tight against him. But today, he's packed in against Nacht, and his body's dead set on reminding him of that. And absolutely everything is terrible. It would be better if he'd gotten to come this morning, when Nacht did, when they fooled around in bed for half an hour, and Prompto jerked himself off with breathless anticipation, until Nacht said, "Hey, quit it." But Prompto stopped, and Nacht didn't, and then they'd gotten dressed to head out the door. Only today, getting dressed came with one more step than usual. Today, Nacht slicked his fingers and opened Prompto up nice and slow, till he was panting and squirming. Then he replaced his fingers with a smooth, blunt plug, complete with a flared base and a remote control and the ability to stay maddeningly, perfectly seated, brushing just the edge of his prostate. After, Nacht helped Prompto into his underwear and pulled them up snug and firm over his dripping erection, and kissed him half senseless. So now they're on the train, and Prompto's smushed up against Nacht, front to front, and every rattle of the wheels on the tracks is making him aware of the plug inside him. He's starting to sweat, and Nacht knows it, gods damn him. The train slows to a stop, and Prompto closes his eyes as a woman's voice announces the station on the intercom. When the door opens, one or two people trickle out, and a dozen more pack in. He's so close to Nacht now that he can feel his chest rising and falling when he breathes. The door slides closed, and Nacht shifts again, and Prompto feels a knee slide between his legs. Abruptly, his head jerks up, eyes wide. Nacht's about an inch away, grinning the most shit-eating grin Prompto thinks he's ever seen. He rocks his legs slightly back and forth, and the pressure of his thigh is incredible. Prompto hasn't gone all the way soft since they left Nacht's place this morning, but he's hard enough to cut diamonds in about 2.5 seconds. "Nacht?" he hisses as quietly as he can.
"What?" says Nacht.
His thigh rocks again, side to side, and Prompto bites his lip hard. He can't say what he really wants to say. The train car's dead silent, full of salarymen in suits and ties on their way to the office. Someone'll hear. So he holds tighter to the ceiling strap that's helping him stand, and he closes his eyes. Before 2 minutes are up, his underwear feels damp and sticky with pre-cum. He's breathing hard through his nose, eyes closed, trying not to give anything away. The train slows to a stop, and Nacht leans in. When the helpful voice announces the next station, to whisper,
"You're turning red."
Breakfast's at a run-down diner that's closer to Prompto's place than Nacht's. The waitress seats them at a booth in a corner, and Prompto's never been more grateful for anything in his life. He's sure that every single person he passes must have noticed his erection, stupidly obvious in his tight jeans. He sinks into his seat with a sigh of relief, then straightens up immediately when Nacht slides a hand into his pocket and the plug buzzes to life. Prompto shifts and bites at his lip. He shifts again. He says, "Dude, come on, give a guy a break." Nacht leans forward to set his elbows on the table and his chin on one palm. casual and blatantly appreciative.
Nah, he says. Where's the fun in that?
And he reaches back into his pocket and turns the vibration setting up another notch. Prompto exhales, long and slow. He breathes in again, trying to get it together. When he's sitting down, that not quite enough edge of the plug that brushes his prostate applies firmer pressure, and it's taking a hell of a lot of effort not to rock back onto it. He didn't think he was this close already, but between yesterday and this morning, and the train ride and the walk to the diner, where every step shifted the plug and provided barely there friction from his jeans, Prompto's suddenly achingly aware of how close he is to losing it. He's about 10 seconds from coming in his pants in the back booth of a restaurant, and knocked grinning like he'd just caught the world's biggest fish. Knocked? Prompto tries again. His hands are clenched into fists there on the tabletop.
Yeah?
Says Knocked, the picture of innocence. He's, like, right there. Right there. He can taste it on the back of his tongue. His toes are starting to curl inside his boots. Then the waitress shows up and says, "What can I get you, boys?" And Knocked reaches below the table, and the vibration clicks off. She looks from Knocked to Prompto, does a double take. "You okay, hun? You look like you're running a fever." Prompto reaches up to his own face. His hand feels blessedly cool against his overheated cheek. With effort, he manages,
I'm good.
Across from him, Knocked, still smiling that smile, like the world's all his, served up on a silver platter. The park bathroom's pretty nice. It's a private room with a door that goes all the way to the floor and locks. The walls are painted, and there's always soap in the sink, and they do a good job of keeping it clean. Prompto's kind of glad, because right now he's pressed up against the smooth plaster of the wall, panting like he's just run a marathon. He can't help it. Knocked half-buried inside him, thrusts fast and sloppy. He's kissing down the back of Prompto's neck. Swore 2 blocks out of the diner that he wasn't going to make it another hour and that they needed somewhere private. Right the hell now. It's really damn hot that this gets him going so fast. He came maybe 2 hours ago. But here he is, plowing into Prompto like his life depends on it. Prompto can feel the lube dripping down his thighs and the pre-cum dripping from the tip of his cock, and the need to grab himself and jerk off is burning low in him, hot and frantic. He's still holding the plug in his hand, waiting, says Knocked, to go back in as soon as they're done.
Knocked,
says Prompto, and the rest of what he was going to say slips away, lost when Knocked changes the angle and hits exactly the right spot. Prompto groans and presses his cheek against the wall. He doesn't think he's ever been more turned on in his life. And considering some of the stuff they've gotten up to recently, that's saying a lot.
Knocked,
says Prompto again. And Knocked freezes up behind him. He can feel the little jerks of Knocked's hips as he finishes. The rush of sudden warmth inside him. His own cock is so hard it's straining up against his stomach, aching and untouched. For a second, Knocked just leans up against him, a pleasant weight pressed all along his back. Then he pulls out, and Prompto can feel a slow trickle starting to join the lube on his thighs.
Hey, says Knocked, gimme that.
And he reaches with insistent fingers and a languid sort of satisfaction for the plug still in Prompto's hand. By all accounts, it's a great day. By all accounts, it's damn near a date. They take a walk in the park, they grab lunch at a little cafe. After that, they head down to the arcade, where Knocked beats Prompto's score at an FPS for the first time ever. By the time they step back out onto the street and Knocked says,
"What do you want to do next?"
Prompto's ready to raise the white flag. He licks at his lip, and he says,
"We could go home."
"It's only 3 in the afternoon, says Knocked.
"Yeah, says Prompto. That's like
a long time already.
So? Says Knocked.
So? Says Prompto, and lowers his voice to a whisper. I'm kinda dying here, bud.
There's only so much they can do right out in public. Not with Knocked's reputation on the line. But he leans in, a little closer than is probably proper, and whispers,
Wanna make a deal?
Prompto takes the deal. 5 minutes in, he's regretting every choice he's ever made. Because the deal consists of ducking into a bathroom and sliding on the rubber cock ring, Knocked claims he just happened to have grabbed on the way out of the door this morning. It consists of Prompto zipping up his jeans over the most urgent erection he's ever been subjected to. It consists of trying to ignore the all-consuming burn of arousal when he steps outside and the plug buzzes to life inside of him. Because that's the other part of the deal. They're walking home. All 3 endless miles. And the plug's staying on the whole way. Prompto does an okay job of distracting himself for the first 10 minutes or so. He chatters aimlessly, and he can't quite figure out what to do with his hands. Every single step jostles the plug a little, and he's so very aware of the way the vibrations aren't quite enough. The pressure from his jeans, the way the fabric traps his cock, feels like some novel form of torture. Oh my gods, says Prompto, when they hit the halfway point, and Knocked slips his hand into his pocket to up the intensity. Why am I friends with you?
Need a break? Says Knocked.
And the smile that plays around the corners of his mouth is unfairly attractive.
There's a bench over there. You could sit down for a while.
Prompto thinks about the booth in the diner, and how much worse sitting down makes the whole situation. Right now, he's not sure he could stay still. He's not sure he could keep from rocking his hips back, right here in public, just to get that little bit extra. Knocked fingers the dial again. The vibration is borderline unbearable. Sweet and bright and not quite enough. He has a feeling that if it wasn't for the cock ring, he'd have creamed his jeans already.
Prom?
Says Knocked, and he's smiling the worst, most knowing smile that's ever crossed anyone's face.
I'm good, Prompto manages. Let's just hurry.
Prompto's never been so excited to see a door in his entire life. His knees go kind of weak when Knocked's apartment comes into view, and he keeps shifting his weight from foot to foot, anxious and impatient.
Now, where'd I put my keys?
Says Knocked, reaching for the pocket he has never, ever kept his keys in, even once since the day Prompto first met him. He says it slow and deliberate and teasing, and Prompto lunges for him and digs the goddamned keys out himself. His hands are shaking as he tries to wrestle the door open, and Knocked's laughing because he's an asshole. Prompto staggers inside when the door swings inward, and when Knocked keeps standing there, just laughing, Prompto sticks an arm out, yanks him in, and kicks the door closed behind them. It hasn't even slammed shut before Prompto's taking a hold of Knocked's shirt, 2 desperate fistfuls and hauling him in for a kiss. It's not a neat kiss. It's keyed up and frantic, and Prompto whines into it like he's dying. Prompto's back hits the wall hard, and Knocked presses in after him, giving in to his need for more, faster, now. Prompto's hands are already scrabbling at the buttons of Knocked's pants. His hips are rocking forward, desperate for friction, against the place where Knocked's thigh presses against his erection through the denim. The plug is still driving him crazy, vibrations not quite in the right place. When they break for air, Prompto gasps into the space between them.
Knocked, come on, come on!
And Knocked fixes him with this look. It's a great look. It mixes want and affection and naked hunger, and it goes straight to Prompto's cock. He feels like he's going to burst through the seams any second now, because his pants can't possibly be designed to withstand this much pressure. But Knocked, thank all the gods, finally gets moving.
He slides one hand, slow and deliberate, down Prompto's side, over his hip, to palm him through the fabric. Prompto bites his lip and outright shudders, head falling forward onto Nocte's shoulder, hips working in weak little circles. Prompto is about 5 seconds away from committing treason against his future king when Nocte has mercy. His fingers close over the zipper, and he draws it down, slow and steady. Then he's sinking to his knees, and Prompto's brain whites out at the feel of careful fingers lifting him free from the confines of his underwear. Astral's prom. Nocte breathes reverently, and slides his thumb through the frankly obscene amount of pre-cum slicking the tip of Prompto's erection. What did you expect? Prompto manages, reaching down to establish a death grip on Nocte's shoulder. I've been going crazy all day, dude. Yeah, Nocte breathes, a little breathless. Prompto's about to tell him he doesn't have to sound so damn happy about it, but the words die in his throat when Nocte presses a kiss to Prompto's hip, and then his thigh, and then the tip of his cock. Nocte, he manages, and his voice comes out strangled and needy. His hands reach down, helpless, to thread fingers into Nocte's hair. I got you, says Nocte. Relax. It's damn hard to relax when a warm tongue is licking a stripe up the underside of his cock. It's definitely hard to relax when Nocte leans in to suckle like that, at the very tip, like the pre-cum coating his sensitive flesh is the nectar of the gods. Prompto out and out groans, hips trying to nudge forward to speed things up, but Nocte lifts a steady hand to hold him in place. Nocte pulls back just long enough to say, if you keep being pushy, I'm gonna take even longer. And something about those words sends a bolt of want straight down Prompto's spine, coiling low in his stomach. He says, oh gods. And when Nocte leans back in to suckle at the tip again, he makes a frankly embarrassing noise somewhere low in his throat. The vibrator is still on, hidden motion amping him up. His cock is red and desperate, only the very tip granted any stimulation at all. Peering down at Nocte, all intent eyes and artlessly disheveled hair, working him with such concentration, is like someone dumped him in a swimming pool full of aphrodisiac. He feels his cock twitch, and his head falls back against the wall as he pants for breath. If not for that damn ring around him, he'd have come already. He feels keyed up with want, jittery with the need for more. He's probably about 3 good strokes from coming, ring or no, if Nocte would actually give it to him. Nocte, he whines. Come on, dude, I can't. He sees it in time to brace for the change. Nocte's hand slips into his pocket, and suddenly the vibrator is on what must be the highest setting, rolling through him like thunder, so damn good he can taste it on the back of his tongue. He'd been in the middle of trying to say something, but the words give out, and only a long whine comes instead. He tightens his hold on Nocte's hair, clinging for dear life, almost melts into the floor when Nocte finally relents and swallows more of him down. Oh, gods, breathes Prompto. Oh, please, that's... Oh, gods, Nocte, don't stop! Nocte doesn't stop. It takes all of 3 quick bobs of his head before Prompto is coming, head tipped back and mouth stretched wide in a silent scream. It seems to go on and on and on, rolling waves of pleasure that shake him to the core. It's not until the aftershocks are done, shivering through him, that Nocte turns the vibrator back off and pulls away, looking smug and self-satisfied. You ready for round 2? Prompto gives a shaky laugh, already in the middle of sliding to the floor. His legs feel like jello, wobbly and weak, and Nocte scoots over to make room for him. I think I'm gonna need a minute or two, says Prompto, working on just getting his breath back. Nocte gives him a long look, then slides up beside him, so that they're sitting with their backs against the wall in the hallway, decidedly rumpled. After a beat, Prompto rests his head against Nocte's shoulder, quiet and content. It would be perfect if it wasn't for the vibrator still inside him, not quite pressed up against his prostate, dull pressure nudging him back into awareness. It's not aching want, like before, but there's definitely interest already. A faint stirring of his cock. Okay, says Prompto, after they've sat in stillness for a few breaths. A minute or two's up. Knocked huffs a laugh.
That was fast.
All day, dude, says Prompto. All day! I want this thing out of me, like, stat!
I think we can do that,
says Knocked, and moves to stand. Leans down to help Prompto stand, too. He takes the offered hand, presses his palm to Knocked's palm, and lets himself be drawn to his feet. Then I want round 2 and 3, says Prompto. Knocked's outright grinning at him now, warm and affectionate.
I think we can do that, too, he says.
He doesn't let go of Prompto's hand all the way down the hall to the bedroom.